YouTube Premium takes a big swing with their brand new sci-fi show Origin. It feels a bit like Lost, and Linda and D'Angelo and I have plenty of thoughts on the pilot. We will be telling you whether or not you should pass or play right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
And just FYI, this is a Jeff pick.
This is a
I love it. Because I love Cardi B, but...
I like Cardi, too. I gotta say, for those of you guys who are just tuning in, you might be shocked we chose this song.
Yeah.
It has literally nothing to do with the show.
Absolutely nothing.
We just needed a little bit of a Wednesday pick-me-up,
that's
you know?
Right, that's
and I
right.
like Cardi as well. And I also like TV Pilot Reviews, which is the show that we're here today hosting for you, where we let you know whether you should pass or play on Hollywood's hottest new pilots. I'm here with Linda.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi.
And we're waiting on D'Angelo. Apparently, he got stranded on some spaceship. He, like, woke up in a pod.
He did.
And he's just getting here. So we'll have to have him hear his reports from what happened to him while he was in space. But today, as I mentioned at the top, we're covering YouTube Premium.
Yes. And it's interesting you say that because I looked it up. So apparently, did you know it was called Music Key in 2014?
Music Key?
Yeah. And then they rebranded to YouTube Red. Then they rebranded to YouTube Originals, and now it's YouTube Premium.
YouTube Premium. Man, they're doing whatever they can to stay alive,
yep.
including a new show called Origin that we'll be talking about today. Just so you guys know, this is a TV pilot review show. This is not an after show.
That's
so if
right.
you're looking for coverage on the full season, we don't have it. We only watch the pilot. We're going to let you know our thoughts. But if you really like this show, please comment down below, and the producers will take a look and let you know, and maybe... launch an after show. So quickly, this show kind of feels like Lost. It's a bunch of stranded people on a spaceship figuring out why they're there, and there are flashbacks intercut with the show, and maybe like a I'm not gonna say anymore, because just so you guys know, the more we go into the show, the more spoilery we're going
right.
to get. So the top is going to be our overall reactions to let you know whether or not you should watch. And then we'll do a spoiler section as well. I've given you generally what the show's about, so Linda and I are going to watch the trailer now and then talk about it.
The Origin official trailer starts now.
Oh,
that's me.
There you go, Tom Felton.
I know you're trapped. There's a way out. What if you could go somewhere so far from all this you barely remember you're part of it?
Thea is the only planet we've discovered thus far that can sustain human life.
It's not just another world. It's a blank slate.
We at Siren are currently in the process of its colonization.
I can't go to another planet.
You don't have a choice.
When you depart Earth for Thea, we'll erase your past completely.
Don't worry. Everyone has secrets.
This is a new world. A world without judgment. A world where your history no longer has any relevance.
Where the hell are we?
They said we'd open our eyes there.
The crew. The other passengers. They left without us.
What could have scared them so much they'd leave all this behind?
Something came on board. It started killing the passengers.
The ship and the fear makes it impossible to trust anyone.
It's every man for himself now.
Down on my knees and...
As I mentioned, guys, D'Angelo just made it off of the spaceship.
Yes,
he has, in fact, arrived. D'Angelo, what can you report from the Origin spaceship?
There are black people there.
Finally!
Contrary to popular belief.
Okay, perfect timing, because we're just going to give our overall reactions on the show. D, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. You just got here. What do you think of the pilot to Origin?
It's super entertaining, you know. We've seen this storyline before, or at least I have. But for what it's worth, it was really entertaining. It pulled me along as I was driving in LA traffic. So,
Linda, what'd you think?
I agree with D'Angelo. I think it was super entertaining, and this is something I would have watched ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'll save my other comment for later, but I read somewhere that I thought it was hilarious. It is Lost in Space.
Yes,
right?
Lost in Space.
Lost.
If you want to see our coverage for Lost in Space, you can do that as well.
Right.
Netflix just had that.
Nah.
I'm glad you guys liked it. I got to say, I kind of had trouble with this pilot, and I don't think it's necessarily a fault of the show. I just think it's really, this show just really isn't for me.
Mm.
As someone, I really like Lost, and what I like about Lost is I find it to be just, even though it's serious and intense, there's just a bit of levity in that show, some humor, and I just had trouble sort of identifying with any of the characters on this show.
Hmm.
I know it's not really a character-driven show, but I don't feel like I know anything more about these people than I did since when the show started.
Hmm.
And to me, in a pilot, you need to do at least some character development. We do have some folks in the chat, which is great. So I'd be curious to hear what you guys thought of the pilot. It sounds
we definitely
like
learned about one of the characters, though.
The
main guy.
The Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Who, yeah.
I don't know. We'll get into how we thought about performances, but he, I don't know. I know he's supposed to come off as distant, but he tread the line of distant and stiff for me.
Yeah.
But I don't want to jump ahead on that.
Well, I know what you're saying. Well, we can talk about it just in general terms.
Yeah.
Like Lost, it looks like this show is going to be positioned where each character gets their own flashback during the series.
Yeah.
I'm just not necessarily sure. Like, I think the flashbacks in Lost showed me such a dynamic range of who these characters were.
Mm-hmm.
And just besides learning about this guy's profession, I don't know if I know much about who he is, more like what he did.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, but isn't that the whole point of this show specifically, is that they're erasing what they did.
Right.
And then creating a new who they are. So part of that, like, blank stiffness, like, at least with the character we're speaking of now,
mm-hmm.
might be part of the whole thing.
That's true.
Show.
Yeah, we might learn more. I might have started with a character who popped a bit more personally. Because for your first character,
is the pilot. This is the pilot, I agree.
You have one chance to feature a character, and I don't know, like, even, I will say, I watched 1 minute of the next one.
Oh, you pulled in Linda.
I pulled in just 1 minute, but we immediately started with the woman, the main woman, Lana, I think name is.
Okay.
And already,
is that the girl he's working with?
Yes.
Okay.
And already it seemed a little more interesting to me. But that's my overall take. Personally, I'm a pass, but I'd say fans of very serious, intense sci-fi will like this show.
Mm.
Linda, are you a pass or play on this?
Okay, so I am a play.
Mm.
But here's the thing. This is my .. I'm not buying YouTube Premium to watch it.
Yeah.
Like that's the only thing.
It's not quite good enough for you to make that purchase.
It's not. Even though it's only $12 a month, I'm like,
So that's technically a pass. That's a good reason for a pass. But the show you play, but the way to access it, you pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get that. I'm definitely a personal pass. Yeah, we're going to, I know I'm going to say this more and more, but because, you know, this is the point of the show for you guys, like, we are reviewing so many shows.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'm watching more shows than I usually would. But then also the standard changes. So just being entertaining isn't good enough anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons and tons of entertaining shows, and that's why I'm passing on it. But I'll give it a play for people who like this genre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice to see some folks in the chat. And James, it seems like you watched ahead a little bit. It looks like Millicent D didn't necessarily get past the trailer. But I'd be curious to see what you all thought. It sounds like we're a little mixed here, but that's okay. And again, if you guys are loving the show, especially because we're a YouTube platform, we will look into covering it for you all. The development on this show is really interesting. It was created by a newcomer named Mika Watkins. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. Who was working in development for the production company that ended up kind of greenlighting this. Some of her bosses were saying, we noticed right away that Mika was a really, really good storyteller.
Yeah, Left Bank.
Yeah,
Pictures.
She was working for Left Bank Pictures based out of London, it sounds like. She actually left and then wrote this script and then brought it back to the production company where she used to work. So that's why you need to make friends in Hollywood if you're a writer.
And she even said that she knew no one. And then she took this job and met people, went and did her thing, came back and was like, hey, here it is.
What, at this job?
At the Left Bank picture.
At Left Bank, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Wow, how cool is that?
I saw someone...
I don't want to interrupt Brie. Really fast, but I'm in the booth, and just someone in the chat was asking about Sam on the panel, and I just wanted to know if you wanted to bring that up.
Yes, thank you so much for checking in. As of right
we
now...
We kicked her off. She's got to go. She had to go.
We put Sam on a spaceship and sent her to a new planet. No, we miss Sam greatly. Sam is currently covering Riverdale, mm-hmm. and she just has a very, very busy schedule right now. So for the time being, she's not on the show, but we are looking to fill that fourth seat. So whoever checked in about Sam, thanks. We miss her too, but we are going to figure out who would make a great temporary substitute for her.
But while if you do miss her, check her out on Riverdale.
Yes, she's still very busy at the network, so she's doing other things here. So it's kind of cool to see a newcomer get a show greenlit that's such a high-budget, expansive show. Someone in the chat mentioned that it feels like Lost meets Aliens, which is a very astute observation because the show creator describes it as a hybrid between Lost and Alien. So very accurate. She says she wanted to focus on a group of strangers bound for a distant planet who have been promised a fresh start. But when they wake up and notice that everyone else has disappeared because of a monstrous presence on the ship, that's what we got in the pilot.
Yeah. I'm thinking about YouTube Premium. I think we should talk about this too. But I think we've reviewed shows from them. They've had three shows that stood out to me. This show was a Cobra Kai, and then Impulse. Was it called?
Oh, I actually wasn't here for Impulse.
You weren't here for Impulse. Yeah. So that was like a sci-fi kind of like it was like Jump almost. Mm-hmm. And all of them were good shows, but all of them came down to like, I don't know if I'm going to stay tuned.
Yeah, they're not quite excellent.
Yeah, they need to figure out. They need to figure out what like. I guess they need to figure out their lane to pull people in because Amazon has accomplished that.
If you look, Hulu's got Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. Amazon has Mrs. Maisel. Netflix has everything on Netflix. HBO has Westworld. This network.
Facebook Watch has got some now, you know, too. Like,
yeah, I know.
You know. We've reviewed two of those shows.
I will say, though, Cobra Kai did do very well.
It did very well.
Yeah.
Did it? Okay. Yeah, like Handmaid's Tale well?
Well, what's interesting is way more people watch Cobra Kai than Handmaid's Tale. But because we live in Hollywood, we see so much of Handmaid's Tale. But at this point, I don't think YouTube Red is getting any Emmy nominations.
I think that the thing with YouTube Red, it has, or YouTube Premium, because that's what it's
called
now.
Pick a name, first of all.
Yeah, pick a name. I think there has to be other content besides their original content. And I wrote it down, too, because I was like, okay, what would make me purchase this $12? So you get, and you guys probably know, but I didn't. So you get the premium service, Google Play, ad-free viewing, YouTube Originals, background play, and offline viewing, which is still not enough for me. Like, I feel like with Hulu or Amazon, yes, they have their originals, but you can also watch other things. Mm. And if I can also watch other things on YouTube that are already free, then my incentive is still not there.
It's true. It's like their mold is already, it's hurting them. Because when I think YouTube, I think free videos that I can watch and be entertained by.
The background play thing I can kind of get. Where you can play a song and like turn off your phone,
that's
but it
big.
Still plays.
Yeah, but then I have Spotify. So.
Right.
Yeah. do they have? It doesn't include their cable service.
It didn't say that.
That's different. Help. That's YouTube TV.
Yeah, that might help. Maybe.
Yeah, if there's a way they could kind of synergize those.
Mm-hmm. They should do that.
I'd be curious for you YouTube fans if you feel like YouTube Premium is playing the game as responsibly as they should. Let's get back to this show. Any more interesting development tidbits that I'm missing, Linda, that you'd like to share?
I like the fact that YouTube basically picked this up from a first timer because they said that it had a global cast, and that was in line with YouTube and their audience, which is global. But on the flip side, they're really trying to get in line with Amazon Prime and really jump into the Euro market because they're not doing well out there yet.
Yes, that's a great point. I read that as well. If you notice, about a third of this episode was in Japanese. And I think the YouTube was incentivized by the fact that they can feature foreign languages and this very diverse cast.
Yep.
I think in the same way that Sense8 was kind of doing this on Netflix, if you guys watched that show. But it's, like Linda mentioned, trying to appeal to that global brand.
Yeah.
Whether or not it will remains to be seen. But let's go ahead and talk about specifically this episode. So if you guys haven't seen the pilot of Origin, we've given you our overall thoughts. At this point, we will be having spoilers. So just know that we will be having spoilers here. There it is.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
I want to start by talking about the budget and production design because this show looked pretty good, I thought. Did you guys think that? I mean, a show like this obviously needs to look good because it's sci-fi, it's in space. How'd you guys feel like it looked overall from a directorial and production design standpoint?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that is a necessity. It's a sci-fi movie. I mean, it can't be. Even sci-fi, I would imagine. Well, I don't watch sci-fi, but I would imagine even on sci-fi.
The channel.
This channel, that their stuff looks good now. Because notoriously growing up, I remember their stuff not being very good looking.
It, you know what, though? Yeah. It looks good, but not quite like this. Like, if you look at a show like Krypton, I don't think it has quite the same level of detail in the production design. So I think I was impressed by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it didn't stand out to me so much. Like, it reminded me of Alien.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. So it was good, and it stood out, but not so much that I was like, whoa.
Not blown away.
Amazing.
Maybe not unique.
Yeah.
I think that might be one complaint I kind of have about the show in general, is I didn't find it to be terribly original.
No.
Not that's not to say it's not good. I just don't really. I kind of feel like I've seen this before.
Because we have.
Yeah, we have.
And she's even saying it, right? She's saying it's Lost meets Alien meets Event Horizon. So we've seen all of those things. We've just put it in a different.
But is there a show right now that's popular that's in this lane? We've seen it before, but we don't have it right now.
Right.
Which I guess is what they're going for.
It's
timing.
True. Yeah, filling that slot.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's funny, as good as it looked, it almost sort of felt like a very, very well-made student film sometimes.
That's kind of shady.
I know that sounds shady, but just in the way of, like, the direction and the character performances, like, don't drop her, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, as the ladder falls.
Yeah.
I do want to note that Tom Felton and, who plays Lana? I'm calling Linda out, our female protagonist.
Oh, I don't have it down here.
Like, I'll find it right now in the cast. They're both Harry Potter alum. Tom Felton.
Oh, yeah, I do have that.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
it's
Malfoy, right?
Natalia
Was
Tenna.
Malfoy in there?
Natalia Tenna.
Yeah, she played Tonks in the Harry Potter series.
Do you know
series,
that so. Tom Felton's performance was my... I hated it the most on this pilot.
I had trouble... Well, I thought he was fine.
I thought it was terrible.
He just played that character that you're not going to like. He's, like, brash. And you always have that in this scenario.
But I didn't like... It wasn't that I... That he was brash, playing brash. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was over the top for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know your character at all, but you're the one that's, like, cursing all the time.
Yeah. There was, like, five F words, I know.
Yeah,
that.
And I was just like,
we gotta F and find the F and thing, happen now F.
And yeah, and then nothing.
It's also tough because he was the only one. Everyone else was either distant or stiff or calm.
Yeah.
So he, like, really stood out. It was one scene where he was yelling and the camera wasn't on him and no one was acknowledging him.
Yeah. Right.
So it just, that's like maybe a directorial thing.
You know what? I don't blame him, though. I actually blame the writing on that one.
Yeah, no, I think so, too.
If I'm going to throw some shade, Tom Felton looks kind of old compared to how...
He looks really old.
I was like, well, Bree was watching it with me in the booth. And Bree, if you have any thoughts, please feel free to jump in. But I don't know. I think I'm being shady.
He has aged.
I mean...
He has aged.
Okay.
I mean, we all age.
Yeah,
but...
you know?
It's true. We do all age. I should be more respectful of Tom Felton.
His acting was terrible.
Oh, that's respectful as well.
Here we go.
Wow.
I mean, if we're going to be there, then let's do it.
It's fair. This is an opinion-based show.
While we're at it now. Yeah. Everything else.
Here's where I'm struggling. I want to talk about more of the characters, but I just don't have much to say. I mean, like, if we're talking about this pilot alone, these people all kind of blend together for me.
Yeah, I mean... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm more so going to echo what you said. I was trying to think of dynamics that stood out to me. We have the protagonist, or at least they introduced the most about him first.
He feels like the protagonist right now.
Him and her dynamic, and then the other dynamic of the older black guy, I forgot his name, and the young girl, him helping her out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another guy who pressed the button, and, you know, I agree, it's like little moments, but they didn't give us enough to really dissect their characters' performances. Yeah.
Right. I'm just, kind of thinking, like, who do I identify with the most? And I'm like, I don't know what to identify with.
Yeah.
Because we don't know their backstories from the pilot alone, right?
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, so as I read forward, we're going to see each of the 11 characters in flashbacks on what their stories are. So we're not going to know until you move on.
Yeah. And then with that, the format of, you know, I love these mystery pull you type shows. Like, I don't feel like it's entertaining but not interesting enough. I honestly knew, I mean, we've already given a spoiler alert. I knew the brother was going to die in those flashbacks.
Yeah.
And I knew that when they got on the ladder, the guy on the bottom was going to die.
Yeah.
Personally. Like, you know what I mean? And maybe that's just because we're watching so much shows, but it's just, I was like, all right, well, this is going to happen.
Right.
So I wish they kind of pulled us differently.
Yeah. It's funny because this was a fairly uneventful pilot, really, in terms of everything we might be seeing in the season. So I don't know if I have that much more to say. How'd you guys feel about the pacing? It definitely took its time.
It did, but I didn't have any problems with it. Mm-hmm. Did you?
No.
The pacing of
47
it?
47 minutes was good.
Yeah, like that was the first thing I noticed before
Me too.
I started watching.
That's how we watch TV now. How long
Wait,
is it?
It was like 23. We were on a roll. Yes. Why are we slowing down here all of a sudden? But I didn't have a problem with the pacing at all. I did want to mention that this was filmed in South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. It was filmed in South Africa.
I thought it was in space.
In Cape Town.
Dear God.
In space. In Cape Town. Fair enough. In South Africa.
Okay.
And that they're really going to be focusing on, and I know you mentioned this, but the different, like the French, German, Japanese, American, British, and each of the characters will have that subtitle. Mm. I think that's a really interesting concept. I like it.
I do too. Did you guys watch Sense8 on Netflix?
No.
So this show kind of does that too. It's a very international show. And I think Netflix, similarly to YouTube, kind of developed that show around the idea that they could pull in different demos. But what I liked about Sense8 was it just kind of had its own thing. It had its own voice. It was kind of quirky. It was very queer. Like, the show was very interested in, like, LGBT themes. Mm-hmm. So it just, to me, was giving me a reason beyond it's international to watch it. Like, just because a show is global doesn't necessarily mean I care. Yeah. If you're going to incorporate a global or diverse cast, I want that to, like, lean into it. Then again, though, we got a lot of cool Japanese stuff this episode. So if the flashbacks have cool cultural touchstones, I'd be way more interested in watching it.
I think they're going to have to, though, right? Because each of the people's background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would also roll with the assumption that I could check in episode 3 and know what's going on. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be that type of show.
I already tried.
And it doesn't work.
It gives you like the trailer for 3.
Oh, it gives you what's happened so far?
So you can watch 1 and 2 for free. Mm-hmm. And then by 3, they give you a trailer of like, this is what's going to happen in 3, but you need to subscribe.
I think what D is saying, though, is you'd rather hop around. Like, if you wanted to pop back in on episode 5.
Right, and then understand the plot. Like, that, then the international aspect would be compelling.
Right.
I think, from my understanding of what you mean by international audience. But I don't think that they're going to get away with that because it's like a mystery thriller, right?
Yeah.
But just my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have too much more to say on the pilot unless anyone else in the room does.
No.
Well, then let's go ahead and compare this show to some other shows. I think we've sort of already done this, but fans of Lost, in general, I think fans of the Sci-Fi Network might like a show like this. It's the same kind of grim, intense, serious look at life beyond our Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Alien, for sure.
Alien, for sure.
A little Walking Dead, maybe?
A little bit.
Especially there was a moment. Well, we're at spoiler territory.
Oh, yeah, at the end.
Got a little exorcism spider.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
It was cool.
My random question. Why isn't this on Sci-Fi? What is Sci-Fi doing?
I know. I could have seen this airing on Sci-Fi. Maybe it might be too expensive for Sci-Fi.
Maybe. Yeah.
Krypton, I know, is a hit for them. Killjoys. We cover a lot of Sci-Fi stuff here that does really well. So
The Magicians.
Yeah. So they're doing fine. They just have sort of their own little niche, I think.
Because I feel like this is one of those shows also that, like, because it's not unique in plot, people who just love sci-fi would watch the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. I think, like, they're probably leaning in to a demo that is going to like the show a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not in it. I don't know. I'll be very curious to see how this show does because it feels like a risk. The thing was, Cobra Kai was a hit for them, but did not look like an expensive show.
No, you're right.
That was a show shot on location in the Valley in L.A.
Yeah.
Whereas this is this global international production with, we didn't even talk about it, but Paul W.S. Anderson is...
Yes.
Directing it
yes.
and producing it. So big names.
Oh, directing just the first 2 episodes.
That's right. Yeah. But EPing on the show as well. So I don't know. I'm curious. And again, I'm very curious if you guys are watching the show. Let us know what you think in the comments. We haven't rated the pilot yet, and that's always a tradition. So I'm giving this just a solid 3.
I was going to do that too. 3. It's
2.5.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you liked it more than what you just gave it.
I think as I talked about it, I'd liked it less.
Yeah, sometimes that happens with us on the show.
Yeah.
Well, guys, this was our coverage for YouTube Premium's Origin. It is an interesting show, and I applaud YouTube for greenlighting a first-time writer. I wish I felt like it was a little better, but it might get better.
I think it probably is going to get better. I again, if it was free the whole way, I would binge it. But YouTube, you don't have my $12 yet.
Not yet.
$12? Whoa, I didn't know it was that expensive.
I know. It feels like too much for a
side note. You guys look great from this angle. We should just do this every
week. I was going to say, Dio is also killing it.
Yeah, you are.
I've always wanted a couch to myself. So
I don't hate the circle dynamic.
Right.
It's kind of nice. We'll explore. I also miss having you as close as you normally are, Dio.
You guys too.
But we will be here next week, so that's great. You guys can catch us every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Normally, we let you know what pilot we're doing next week, but our panel hasn't done that yet. So that's totally fine. I will tweet it.
We'll be off next week.
And we will be...
Because you guys have Thanksgiving.
Exactly right. Yes.
That's why we didn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Americans in the room have Thanksgiving. Linda's going to have some nice vacation time in L.A.
Yes.
but she's Canadian, in case you guys didn't know. But we will have a pilot in 2 weeks, and we're excited to do that. In the meantime, guys, enjoy your holidays. My name is Jeff. You can find me online at Jeffrey C. Graham.
All across social media, Linda So Girly.
And D'Angelo TV on Twitter and at D'Angelo on Instagram.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time here at TV Pilot Reviews.
Deuces.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.